This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Propelled by, in part, the wildly contagious Omicron variant, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has now hit 900,000. That's less than 2 months after eclipsing 800,000. The number of deaths, as compiled by Johns Hopkins University, is more than the populations of several U.S. cities and has become one of three top leading causes of death in America behind the big two, heart disease and cancer. Two public health experts say the milestone is made all the more tragic because so many of the recent deaths were preventable. So far, about 64% of the U.S. population is vaccinated. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has pushed back against a joint statement issued by the leaders of Russia and China, who had declared their opposition to any expansion of NATO and affirmed that the island of Taiwan is part of China. Psaki said that the U.S. President Joe Biden believed that a destabilizing conflict in Europe would impact China's interests all over the world, and certainly China should know that. Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping met hours before the Winter Olympics kicked off before making that statement in Beijing. They then highlighted what they called interference in the internal affairs of other states, as both leaders faced criticism from Washington over their foreign and domestic policies. Again, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki pushing back against that joint statement issued by the leaders of Russia and China. There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz are expected to hit Moscow and Kiev in the coming weeks, adding to diplomatic efforts to try to deter Russian President Vladimir Putin from launching an invasion of Ukraine. Macron has been trying to find a diplomatic way out of the growing tensions, while Scholz has faced criticism at home for keeping a low public profile in that crisis. Now, the visits come as China has backed Russia's demand that NATO should be precluded from expanding to Ukraine, and after the U.S. accused the Kremlin of an elaborate plot to fabricate an attack by Ukrainian forces that Russia could use as a pretext to take military action. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe and Germany amid the Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border have arrived in Germany, that the U.S. military's European command said on Friday. On Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to shield Eastern Europe from a potential spillover from Ukraine crisis. According to the Pentagon, a striker squadron of around 1,000 U.S. service members based in the German town of Vilsack will be sent to Romania, while around 1,700 service members, mainly from the 82nd Airborne Division, will deploy from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to Poland. Marine General Frank McKenzie, head of U.S. Central Command, told reporters on Friday that a single Islamic State bomber killed 13 U.S. troops and at least 170 Afghans at Kabul Airport last August, not the complex attack originally suspected. Briefing reporters on the results of a military inquiry, McKenzie said the bomb sent 5-millimeter ball bearings ripping through a packed crowd at the airport's Abbey Gate. The investigation found no definitive proof of any gunfire. That bombing occurred on August 26th as U.S. troops were trying to help both Americans and Afghans get out of the chaotic aftermath of the Taliban's takeover and compounded America's sense of defeat after 20 years of war. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson had hoped to get a grip on his government after weeks of scandal, but now he's struggling to hang on after a scathing report on lockdown-breaching parties and the departure of several top aides. Five staff have left Johnson's office, including key policy advisor Munira Mirza. She quit over Johnson's accusation that an opposition leader had failed to stop a notorious pedophile. The departures are a blow to Johnson's efforts to reassert control after revelations that he and his staff held lockdown-breaching parties during the coronavirus pandemic. Conservative lawmakers are mulling whether to seek a no-confidence vote in their leader, with one saying the prime minister has to shape up or ship out. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.